Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, that says the Lord. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for a reward will be great in heaven. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today is All Saints' Day. Jesus says in the Gospel, rejoice and be glad, for a reward will be great in heaven. But for the Beatitudes, we can understand blessing is not only in the future, even now, even today. When we are humbling ourselves to serve, to love, be humiliated, still we have the peace of God. Because when we live in this way, we live in the life of Christ. When we have His life in us, we are already in heaven, although we live on earth. Jesus is always with us. His presence gives us the strength. So let us be always positive, even in the midst of suffering or persecution. Just enjoy your life here on earth, because Jesus is with us. That's the point. Jesus says also, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, I will give you rest. So our rest is assurance of His presence in us. Let us live well every present moment, especially when we have the chance to receive the Holy Communion. Keep Him in our heart. Only in Him we have the real joy. It's our real heaven on earth.